From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, August 18th. Local musician Donovan Freer, also known as Don Michael, just released his second album. His new project is called WTF Is This? It blends music genres like electronic, pop, and hip-hop with outside noise or looping sound clips from the internet.
I've just always been inspired by sounds and just dissecting what goes into production and who made what and this and that.
The 25-year-old artist began his journey into music 5 years ago during the COVID-19 pandemic.
You know, I think everyone had that time just to sit there and figure out like what do we really like to do and what are we inspired to do, and music just came right to me.
More about his music and process at mynspr.org. In other news, the closure of South Park Drive in Lower Bidwell Park has caused controversy among Chico residents. The city council narrowly voted in favor of completely closing it off to vehicles back in June, disappointing the park's neighbors. Now, the topic is back and on this week's meeting agenda. Councilmember Tom Van Overbeck is requesting it to be reconsidered. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. tomorrow. And California's Democratic leaders released a redrawn congressional map on Friday that they plan to send to voters during a November special election. The new map could yield 5 new seats for Democrats and is in response to the GOP-led redistricting plan in Texas. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The new map would drastically change the political makeup of 4 GOP-held congressional districts, essentially flipping them to blue. 2 of them are in Northern California, Congressman Doug LaMalfa's district in the far north and Congressman Kevin Kiley's east of Sacramento. The proposal could also pave the way to flip 3 red districts to the south, including Congressman Ken Calvert's in the Inland Empire and Congressman Daryl Issa's east of San Diego. Congressman David Valadao's Central Valley district already leans Democratic, but could become bluer. Governor Gavin Newsom says the new map could cancel out the Republican-led redistricting plan in Texas. Lawmakers in Sacramento are set to vote on the proposal in the coming days. If it makes it to the ballot, a special election would take place on November 4th. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
Also, artificial intelligence is revolutionizing the world. And in California, the state's big tech companies and educators want to be at the forefront of that revolution. NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at how that might be accomplished.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced last week that the state has signed agreements with several of the world's largest tech companies to bring AI into California high schools, community colleges, and state universities. Digital technology leaders like Google, IBM, Microsoft, and Adobe will provide resources and training to teachers and students to develop a ready AI workforce at no cost to the state. Officials describe it as a triple win. Students will get state-of-the-art training, companies will have a supply of trained workers, and the effort will help California keep its technological edge. 2/3 of the world's major AI companies reside in California. Newsom said the initiatives will focus on ensuring fair access to technological education, on the safe and ethical uses of AI, and on teaching critical thinking and analytical skills. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Additionally, there's an invasive species in California you may have never heard of, and that you may never hear, in general. The mute swan. Many are worried about the impact the birds are having on the state's few remaining wetlands, and now lawmakers are getting involved. CalMatters' Ryan Sabalo has the details.
A bill advancing in the state legislature would allow hunters and landowners to shoot mute swans for the next 5 years to try to bring their numbers down. This spring, state biologists estimated over 12,000.
These birds are highly territorial and aggressive, often displacing native waterfowl species like ducks and geese.
That's Coachella Assemblymember Jeff Gonzalez, who wrote the bill. Supporters of the proposal compare the swans to nutria, 20-pound orange-tooth rodents that have invaded the same waterways. The state has invested more than $13 million trying to eradicate them. Proponents argue this bill could also help get an invasive species under control without spending any money. The proposal has sailed through the legislature so far, but animal welfare advocates plan to push back and say the threats the swans pose are being exaggerated.
That was CalMatters Ryan Sabalo. And finally, North State residents can learn more about PG&E's wildfire risk reduction efforts at a virtual town hall on Wednesday. Utility representatives, including the regional vice president, will give updates and answer questions on local safety work and customer resources. The presentation will focus on concerns in Butte, Colusa, Glenn, Plumas, Shasta, Sutter, and Tehama counties. The one-hour meeting will begin at 5:30. And those were your headlines for Monday, August 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.